Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord. We welcome you, Lord, into this atmosphere. We praise you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Abba, Yah. We welcome you into this place. We welcome you into this space, Lord. Thank you for your power, your provision, your protection, and your partnership with us, Lord. We give you all the glory, Father God, as we come before you, as we humble our hearts with thanksgiving and praise. We lift up our hands in sweet surrender, Father God, and we thank you for who you are, who you have revealed yourself to be to us. We thank you for Holy Spirit, who walks with us daily and guides us, directs us, moves us, and positions us for your glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you loved us and gave your life for us, that you sacrificed for us, that you gave all that you had until you could give no more. We surrender to you, Father God, and we just give you glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Forgive us our sins, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our iniquity. Forgive us our sins that may have been acts of omission, Lord. We humble ourselves before you. As we enter into this space, Lord, we know that everywhere our feet travel is holy ground. And we just humble ourselves, dear Lord. Take a deep breath in and release it. Inhale through your nose and exhale. Letting that exhale last just a little bit longer than the inhale. Let's inhale. And let it go. Release it. Place one hand on your chest and one just below your rib cage and inhale through the nose. And exhale. Inhale, thank you, Lord. And exhale is a sweet act of surrender. Inhale. Exhale. Continue to breathe in and out, letting your exhale last just a little bit longer than your inhale. Thank you, Lord, for the breath of life that you gave us when you created us in our mother's womb. Thank you for the plan and the purpose that you had for us, Lord, at creation, at the beginning of time. Thank you for your plan and purpose for humanity, Lord. Thank you for welcoming us into your kingdom. Thank you for your sovereignty, your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your perfection. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are and all you have done and all that you continue to do in our lives. Thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, which never changes. No matter what is happening or going on around us, you are sovereign, and we are thankful and grateful. Continue to inhale and exhale, feeling your breath rising into your body, filling up your lungs, your belly, and release it, letting it go. This is the breath of life that has been given to you so freely by your Creator, by Abba. This is His breath inside of your body. He is the life giver and the revealer of all things. Matthew 11:28-30. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." There is nothing that you have experienced. There is nothing in your life that does not matter to God. You are important. Your life is important, and your story is important to Him. He wants you to be free. He came to set you free. Jesus died on the cross to set you free from your burdens, the obstacles, the trials, the tribulations, the injustice, the unfairness, the pain and suffering of this world, the bias, the prejudice, the unfairness. He came to set you free. He has already set you free. When He died on the cross, He set you free. He set you and me free. He set each and every one of us free from the pain that is manifested in a birth room, the pain of miscarriage, the pain of infertility, the pain of stillbirth, the pain of suffering and unfairness, the disparities, the inequities, the harsh words. That is not His will for us. That's not His will or His plan for you, but He came to set us free from all of that. Let it go. Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens." What weariness is upon you from the birth room? What heavy burden are you still carrying? He's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you to bring that weariness and that burden to Him. All of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, He's calling you. He says, "And I will give you rest." You don't have to carry that weight around any longer. You don't have to bear the weight of the sadness that you have experienced. You don't have to bear the weight of any fear that you may have going forward. He's calling you. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Mamas, he's calling you. Dads, he's calling you. Loved ones who've watched families go through the challenges in a birth room, he is calling you. He is calling you so that he can give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you. Not the yoke that you carry, not the one that you've been walking around with. Not the one that's been breaking down your back and breaking you down emotionally and spiritually and hurting you and causing pain and anguish. He wants you to let that one go and take his yoke upon you. He said, let me teach you because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. The world can be a sad place. The world can be a harsh place. The world can be a cruel place. But God, he says, I am humble and gentle at heart. His yoke, he wants to teach you. He wants to teach you because he wants you to find rest for your souls. Your emotions, your feelings, that place in your heart that may still feel broken, that place that may cause you fear and trepidation. Nuh-uh. He wants to heal that. He wants those places to be places of rest, places of safety, places of peace and calm. He is a humble God and he is a gentle God, and that's what he wants you to have. He wants you to have the peace that comes from his humbleness and his gentleness. He wants your soul to be at rest. He doesn't want you worrying. He wants you to go back to creation, back to the beginning, back to when he created humanity. And he said that he wanted to fellowship with us in the cool of the day. He wanted to be with us. He wants you to go back. Back to that place, back to that right relationship. He wants you to reclaim your identity. He wants you to know his plan and his purpose for you. And he wants you to find rest for your souls. Because we are in the world, not of the world. He doesn't want us to carry the weight of this world upon us. He says, for my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Let it go. Let it go. Release it. Let it go. Experience that sweet surrender. The power of surrender. There is power in surrender. There is power in surrender. Surrender that yoke that you're carrying and let it go. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your goodness and your grace. Thank you for your word, which is power. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your promises. They are yes and amen. Oh, thank you, Father God. We praise you. We glorify your name. We give you thanksgiving. Oh, thank you for your anointing. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Oh, Father, we worship you. You are such a good, good God. You are such a good, good Father. You are such a good, good God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Yes. You are such a good, good Father. You are a good, good Father. You are a good, good Father. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. 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 We thank you for carrying our burdens. We thank you for carrying our burdens. We thank you for releasing us from the weight of this world. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power and might. We thank you for your glory. 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 And we say thank you. 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 Hallelujah. 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 We say glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. We surrender the birth room to you. We surrender the birth room to you. We surrender our pregnancies to you. We surrender our pregnancies to you. We surrender our labor. We surrender our labor. We surrender our birth. We surrender the postpartum period. We surrender recovery. We surrender our children to you, for they are a gift from God. We welcome you into the birth room. We welcome you into the birth room. We surrender all hurts and pains. We surrender the challenges of infertility. We surrender the sadness of loss. We surrender the sadness of loss. And we lift you up, Father, because you are a good, good Father. You are a good, 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 good Father. We surrender. We surrender all. 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 Glory, 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 glory. 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 Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." The burden I give you is light. The burden I give you is light. Amen, amen, and hallelujah.